Yeah, except for your tits, they get longer.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're going to talk about stamps and some old video games we've already played before. Because it's a Geeky Boners episode. Ah, I almost had you.
We're geeks without God.
Uh-oh. Boner alert. That's right. Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined by my co-host, Molly Glover. And Tim Wick.
Boner alert.
And it's time for a Geeky Boners episode.
Oh, yeah.
Geeky Boners is where we all talk about something that's got us excited and entertained right now. Usually something that skews nerdy and also causes erections.
Yeah, especially in us. Like, our penises are throbbing.
It just happens. We've been to doctors for it. There's nothing we can do.
My doctor was super confused. Yeah.
If we ever make a boners episode that lasts longer than 4 hours, we'll die.
Yeah. You should call your doctor if you're listening to a Geeks of the God boners episode that lasts longer than 4 hours.
Right away.
I don't know what doctor you should call, but call a doctor.
Tim?
Yeah. Hi, Nick.
Tell us about your boner.
Oh, my boner. I'm going to go first. That's great. So my boner, I know I've talked about during the pandemic, I started to write people every day because it was just, I don't know, it was something to actually connect with human beings when you weren't capable of connecting with anybody.
And you're a person who needs that.
Yeah. I needed that.
I was pretty happy, but you needed that.
Well, but I didn't have to connect with them in person.
Sure.
So that was...
But still, like, you wanted the connection, yeah.
So I've gotten, in a strange way, I never really cared about stamps before, and I've gotten much more interested in stamps, not in the sense that I'm a stamp collector. Like, I don't hang on to stamps. I want to use them. The whole point was I was pissed off at our then current president, who was saying that voting by mail wasn't a good thing, and he was trying to prevent that from happening in the middle of a fucking pandemic.
Going after the post office.
Yeah, and I was like, well, fuck that. I'm going to do the minor thing that I can do, which is supporting the post office by buying stamps. And since I don't need to just sit around with a big old pile of stamps in my house, the only way it works is if I use those stamps so I can buy more. Because I'm a very logical human being, and that's exactly what I thought. So I've since then, it's this all everyday hobby. I write somebody every day, and I've really tried to pay attention to stamps. One of the things that I always think about with stamps is, like, my primary goal is to pick stamps that have women or people of color on them.
Sure.
Just because
you like the idea of owning them.
Yeah. Yeah. I want my envelopes to be extra woke. And then the great thing, I think, whoever's responsible for stamps at the post office, they're pretty nerdy, because there's at least a couple of nerd themed stamps every year. Like, this year is the 50th anniversary of Dungeons and Dragons, and they had Dungeons and Dragons stamps. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons has gone pretty mainstream if they're getting a set of stamps. At least it felt that way to me.
Definitely, compared to the Satanic Panic of the 80s, right? Like, that we're actually just putting them on stamps.
Yeah, they never would have put that shit on a stamp then.
No.
So the other thing that I learned in researching stamps is anybody can submit a proposal for a stamp. Because one thing I was looking at is, like, I try to avoid white dudes on my stamps. Mm-hmm. But I've always said that if they made a stamp of Carl Sagan, I would absolutely go ahead and use the white dude stamp for Carl Sagan. And it turns out, never been a stamp for Carl Sagan.
Ooh, did you suggest it?
Well, I have. But what I learned is, the only way you can suggest a stamp design, and they will consider any suggestion they receive, but you must mail it to the post office.
I love that.
It's like fellatio Philatelshio.
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 I love that.
I do too. I thought it was great.
That's a very cute on theme.
You
want a
stamp? You got to use a stamp.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of. What does it cost you? 35 cents for now.
Prove how much you love stamps.
Yeah.
When my mom passed away, I found some stamps in her house that haven't been out for years, and I'm like, oh, sweet! I get to use these, even though they're not forever stamps. So I've got to use like three of them on it.
Oh, sure, sure, yeah.
These days, but even so, it's kind of fun to be able to use those new stamps. And I've been strangely entertained by going and looking at the stamps that are coming up, and going, oh, I definitely want to get that one, and oh no, that one's just not for me. That's been kind of my boner is stamps. And also an additional boner on that was when I went to Voyageurs National Park in the summer a couple of months ago. I got a set of 63 national park postcards sorted by date that they became a national park. So I was like, you know what? I will write a national park postcard to people every day for 63 days. And I just finished that project just 2 days ago. I sent the last national park postcard, which for those of you who are wondering, it is New River Gorge is the most recent national park that was added. And it is located in South Carolina.
And this episode brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com, a place you can get stamps, but not the post office. Not the kinds of stamps you're thinking about. Tim gets stamps somewhere else. Don't go to Stamps.com.
Thanks, Molly. So that's my boner. It's not the most lengthy boner.
But it's nerdy as fuck.
It's very sticky. It's a sticky boner.
And nerdy.
Like, I should point out that I've yet to and never will buy a set of flag stamps.
I've been forced to buy forever flag stamps when I need stamps, and those are the only stamps they have available that aren't like Christian love
worse. They're not exciting.
Yeah. And no,
I don't want anybody to mistake me for a patriot.
Right.
So
Molly.
So my boner is actually almost like a potential boner.
Ooh.
You know, the kind you cause in high school. My boner is, so I have been flirting with the idea of restarting my Animal Crossing island.
Oh.
New Horizons?
New Horizons on the Switch.
Yeah.
So I have a long-standing tradition of restarting my Animal Crossing after a while, because as we all know, Animal Crossing is something that a lot of people now consider a game they like, but only because of the pandemic. I genuinely believe that Animal Crossing would not be the phenomenon it is if it hadn't been for the lockdown. Specifically, the lockdown was the issue.
It was timed perfectly.
It was really good timing. But previous Animal Crossing games have not been wildly successful, nor have they been really popular with, you know, the majority of the masses. So I will say, if you're new to Animal Crossing as a franchise, there's often a long fucking wait between games. Yeah. That's a normal thing. And so, you know, you get about 3-4 years in, and you're like, I want to keep playing it, but I'm so bored. You know, I've got all the money I could possibly need. And that's where I'm at with New Horizons. So I have all the money I could possibly spend. And I did get the Happy Home Designer DLC, which is really fun. But also just kind of like, that also feels a little like, why am I doing this? You know, so I've been flirting with the idea of restarting my island, a thing that I have done in the past with my Animal Crossing towns. The thing is, it's like so scary. Like, it's the idea of doing, I haven't done it yet. I opened up Animal Crossing with the full intention of doing it right away. And then my mom sent me a nice sweater with an M on it. And I was like, aw, but I would lose this cute sweater. And it's so dumb because I haven't played in 1 year and 8 months, as one of the animals in my town let me know. It's been 1 year and 8 months since I last logged in. And so I think I'm going to restart. But then I keep thinking about like the grind and the not having any money and trying to figure it out. And I don't know. So like I've been literally wrestling with this decision for 2 days, trying to decide what to do. And I was planning to do it earlier so I would be able to talk about restarting it for the show. But I actually got so nervous last night that I was like, I can't. And I just like read a book instead. So I think I'm going to do it tonight. But it's really hard because I always name my first town, island, whatever it is, I always name it Tularu, That's always my, that's been from 2000.
The GameCube?
Two's GameCube version, the very first American version. That's what I've called it. And so I'm trying to think of the next name and then like what I would, you know, like what I would do to make a new island and everything. I also have a lot of villagers that really like, it's hard. It's crazy how you get attached to something you haven't touched for almost 2 years.
So, but yeah, you know, you make me want to open up my Animal Crossing and I haven't touched it in a very long time,
right?
Because, I mean, I enjoyed Animal Crossing, but I think one of the problems with Animal Crossing after a while is you have to keep going and doing it every day.
The beauty of Animal Crossing is that you don't have to keep doing it every day. That's what I would argue, is that it's playing even when you're not playing. It's the first video game that was playing while you weren't playing.
But Molly, then my island is covered in weeds.
See, so you need the beautiful ordinance, and then what that'll do is prevent the weeds from growing and make all the flowers last longer. But then the problem is, like I have now, thousands of flowers you can't do anything with. You can dig them up and sell them, but you can't just mow them down or destroy them. Yeah. You can dig them up and sell them, or you can do nothing to them.
Yeah, you can't pick them. You can't just make them go away.
They grow back. The plant stays there. You just pick the flowers.
So it's that this kind of stuff. And like I don't have one of those crazy terraformed islands that a lot of people you see on like Reddit or other social media sites.
You don't have a theme really either.
I don't have a theme, or like every inch is cultivated. I have a very what's that thing where they put paths where people walk naturally?
A path of opportunity.
I have a very path of opportunity island. Like everything is just where I naturally would go. It feels very organic and natural, which is the appeal for me to make a new island, is the idea that I could start from scratch and, you know, start over with everything. But I will tell you, a lot of people are talking because they think that the Switch 2 is going to be announced later this year or early next year. And I'm sure it will be. And I've seen people even say confidently, well, of course, Animal Crossing will be a flagship release title for the Switch 2 because it was so important. It was such a big deal of a game. And it's like, oh, sweet summer child. Well, Nintendo doesn't care about Animal Crossing like that. It's not going to be like a flagship fucking anything.
Well, maybe it might be, because they will think, well, it got so popular due to the pandemic that there's all these people that are now Animal Crossing addicts.
It might be, but that sounds like Microsoft talk to me. I feel like it's generally like Nintendo understands, you know, that they understand that it was a surprise hit and not an expected thing.
What?
But it's interesting to me to see. One of the things I want to talk about with this is the entitlement I've seen from regular gamers who bought into Animal Crossing during the pandemic, who are now like, why isn't there more DLC? Or why aren't they supporting this game with additional downloads and patches? Or when do you think the next one will come out? And those of us who've been playing a long time, not to know true Scotsman this, but we're all just kind of like, man, I don't know. It'll just happen if it happens. Don't worry about it. Like, it's not like that. We're not demanding it in that same way. We're hoping for it, but it's not that same kind of like, you know, it's been 4 years and nothing has been released. This game is dead. It's like, oh, it was like 8 years between versions before. So you just got to wait.
I don't know. In the last DLC they did, they kind of said, this is pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. They were very clear about it. And people still don't listen.
I don't know if I agree with your assessment. I know that is historically how it's been, where Animal Crossing hasn't been as popular in the United States as it has in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time between releases for most of the game's history. But I think something's different this time with this last version of the game. And like, yes, obviously the pandemic is the reason that game was as successful as it was. The lockdown specifically.
Right.
But look at the cosplaying, the branded merchandise and just the IP
is a
tentpole Nintendo IP now since the lockdown. I think we're going to get another Animal Crossing game much sooner than than you might expect. I don't think it's going to release with the Switch 2, but I think they might announce that it's in the works.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if I was going to bet on something that was going to release with the Switch 2, I'd say a Mario game, because it's been quite a while.
It's always a Mario game.
Maybe a Zelda game.
We're getting a Zelda game on Thursday the time of this recording.
That's a Zelda game.
That's true. It's not a Link game. Yeah. That's true. It's a game for girls, much like Princess Peach's Showtime.
Yeah.
My
two boys are super excited for it, but the only thing they're not excited.
Your two men.
My two men. That is true. My two male offspring, as they have told me they are. So I am accepting that is what they are. That, you know, my two male offspring are excited for it, although they're not excited that it will have no combat, apparently. It's like a problem-solving game.
It's a girl game. Get over it. We don't need combat.
And there is combat in it. In the trailer, they show her like spawning things to attack, you know.
Yeah, but their thing is she doesn't fight because she's a girl. Mm. And they think that that's kind of stupid.
I think they show her fighting. But
well,
in any event.
Yeah, in any event.
Back to Animal Crossing.
I think that, so the Switch 2 is going to get announced like this year, this winter,
we think.
Nintendo has come straight out said that they're announcing it this year, I think. Not releasing it, announcing it. Sure. But I think we'll hear something soon about an Animal Crossing game. And you know, something Nintendo has done a lot with their consoles is they'll release things for their last generation console and the next generation console at the same time. Mm-hmm. They've done that with a bunch of Zelda games. Breath of the Wild actually got released for the Wii U as well as the Switch, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm. It did.
And the one like Twilight Princess or one of the other ones,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
was released for the Wii and the Wii U at the same time, maybe a couple of them. So I think with the Switch 2, if they're going to develop something like another Animal Crossing game, it might even be something that you can play on both.
I think that the majority of the Animal Crossing developers work on Splatoon, which is true, and as a result, might not have been working on an Animal Crossing game the way we think they might have done.
That is
possible. I
also think that a big part of this is that, like, while yes, it is a tentpole, I think Nintendo will look at this and say, sure, but we can't trust you can't trust any numbers that came out of 2020. Full stop. Any sales numbers, right. any data, basically any data that came out between 2020 and when vaccines started rolling out to everybody mid-2021, that data is pretty much not usable because it is just too skewed by so many factors that are outside of the control. You can't account for it. And I just have a feeling, and maybe this is just the long time, many decades Animal Crossing nerd in me, that just feels like they're going to not really worry too much about that market share and try to say, let's just pretend like we're releasing an Animal Crossing game to the people who we thought would buy it before.
Sure.
And not try to think that we're, and maybe that's just me hoping for some goodness in this capitalist hellscape of a world we live in, but it would be sure nice to see. I honestly don't know how they're going to improve on New Horizons, especially considering the complaints I've seen about that game from what I will just consider, I'll just say regular gamers, and not Animal Crossing, cozy gamers.
Sure.
People who expected a lot more, people who were expecting more complex story depth, complaining about how while there was a lot to do, the choices were overwhelming.
It's a fuckabout game.
It's a fuckabout grind game. It's a grind game. And if you don't like it, you don't have to like it, but it's just
you control the buttons you push.
I very much enjoy, I've been on the subreddits all this time, and it's very fun to see the people who come in and they're like, you know, well, I don't understand why you can't this in Animal Crossing. And it's like, well, because you should just calm the fuck down and enjoy every day. Like, it's a game that's just meant, you're not meant to be able to get everything. People are like, I can't get everything. I can't do everything. Or my island isn't perfect. Or I thought my island is perfect. And then I saw this other island and it was so much better. And I'm so mad. And it's like, this is not the feelings Animal Crossing is meant to inspire. It's like sitting down to play this game of Tsuro and being like super competitive about it. Or Takedo. And you're like, I'm going to have have the best fucking vacation of everybody. Like, it's that's not how maybe, the game is.
Maybe
meant
you
to
need
be.
To go back and play Fortnite. Maybe yeah. maybe just do that. Maybe that'll work.
Go think, back to Dota, baby.
I think maybe it's likely it won't be a full-ass Animal Crossing game, but it'll be one of those half-assed ones that they put out in between sometimes.
Well, they're already doing that because they're making Pocket Camp no longer microtransactions.
Yeah, but that's not a new game. That's the same game.
No, but that's I think that's going to fill the not-quite Animal Crossing void.
You think so?
I think so. Hmm. And Happy Home Designer DLC came out, which also fills that not-quite Animal Crossing void.
Sure.
I don't think they will do anything else until they have a full new game. Yeah. But I also believe that may not happen until 2026, and I won't be surprised yeah. if we're waiting that long.
Well, yeah, and before that, just think a new console, there's going to be a new Mario game, there's going to be a new Smash Splatoon Brothers game. There's going to be a new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, there's probably a new Splatoon, there's probably a new Smash Brothers, new Zelda.
Maybe a new Mario Kart, because they haven't done a new Mario Kart since...
A new Mario Party, a new Mario Kart.
I don't know what the new Mario Party comes out in 22 days.
Oh, okay, so that's already taken care of. There's probably going to be some new, like, you know, 1-2 Switch kind of stuff,
of
a lot of the family stuff, a lot of sports stuff.
They'll have
stuff.
New hardware features to show off with yep. some specifically Nintendo game like they always do, like Wii Sports.
Wii Bowling, yep. yep. And so I think it's just been, Animal Crossing to me is an example of gamer culture in microcosm and how what happens when multiple gamer cultures clash. And that is I hate to say the cozy game culture, because Animal Crossing to me is its own thing. Cozy games are rectangles. Animal Crossing is squares, right? Like there's a big world out there of cozy games, and they don't all fit the Animal Crossing niche. And I know it's a fallacy, but there are, to be an Animal Crossing lover, to really truly embody the idea of the game, is to let go of control, to release that into the world, to get over the fact that you aren't going to play every day, and that's okay. The animals will forgive you. And when you come back, like I did the other day, they're all just so happy to see you. So you should pick up your game again. They are very happy to see you.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So my boner... is
oh yes, your boner. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you needed your boner to be introduced. Hold on, everybody. Excuse me, but Nick Glover's boner is coming through. Watch out, here it comes. Oh, that's it. It's beautiful.
All right.
It's beautiful.
My boner is also Nintendo related.
Wow.
I have been playing, so one of my favorite games of all time is well, we knew it as Final Fantasy III,
okay.
but it's Final Fantasy VI.
We the Americans.
We the North American
people. We the
people
North Americans.
The North played, Americans.
Yeah, when the game first came out here in the United States for Super Nintendo, it was Final Fantasy III. It was the sixth Final Fantasy game in that series in Japan. So I have very fond memories of playing that game. There's some music and some scenes that happen in that game that give me like goosebumps and shivers.
Ooh.
It's great. I am playing that game again for the first time in decades. And I'm playing a slightly modified version of it. So there are a ton of like nerd hobbyists out there that will hack and fix old games and patch them in certain ways. And so I'm playing what's called the Ted Woolsey Uncensored Edition version of the game, where they've taken the original Final Fantasy III English translation that was a good cultural translation,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily good literal translation.
Somebody actually translating, not word for word.
Yeah,
but like
exactly.
The ideas, yep. yeah.
Saying shit like, you know, he'd kill his own mother for a nickel.
Sure.
Right? That's not something they said in the Japanese version, but it's a great approximation of... Yeah, so... but giving some of the moves and the powers and the magic spells their original names instead of a name that doesn't fit the kind of Final Fantasy series.
Okay.
There was some character limitations on like enemies and places and moves that they are now able to exceed with programming. So they cleaned up a bunch of that text. They fixed and patched a bunch of bugs and problems that you couldn't do on a Super Nintendo because it was... You can't patch those games. They're not online or anything. They're final in the cartridge. There are actually two versions of the cartridge for Super Nintendo where they did actually fix some things and they reissued the cartridge with different. So depending on which version you have, there are differences. So I'm playing this version. I'm maybe about halfway through. Mostly really, really enjoying myself, but I'm noticing some things like...
What are you playing it on?
I'm playing it on an analog pocket.
Okay.
Which is a FPGA. It has an actual like a processor in it that can think the way a Super Nintendo processor thinks, or a Game Boy, or a Nintendo, or a just about anything.
Some of those first gen console handhelds. And
some 32-bit consoles.
Okay.
Up to, as long as someone's programmed a core for it. So technically, it's not emulation. Technically, it's the hardware is actually running the program off of your SD card. But I mean, it plays, you know, Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, Super Nintendo, Game Gear, Genesis. It plays everything.
Yeah.
And it's not technically emulation. So I'm playing it portably, which is really nice. Be able to, you know, sit on the couch and play Super Nintendo games. But it is kind of a test of patience, because the games I play now, I don't play JRPGs anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be my favorite genre when I was a teenager and I had all the time in the world to, you know, play long games. And the pacing of games now is so different than it was in the 90s as far as the tech speed, the action. I have like the speed on everything turned way up for text speed and menu speed. And it still feels slow to me sometimes. Mm. I'm in this, there's this stupid fucking auction house where they sell, there's like these stones that you use to learn magic. They're tied to, you know, monster Esper characters. And there's two of them you can get in the auction house. But the item that they're selling in the auction house is random. There's a joke item, a talking chocobo, a bird. There's angel wings, an accessory. There's angel ring, an accessory. And then there's these two fucking stones that I'm trying to buy. And I got one of them like right away. And the other one, I've spent hours now trying
it's
to get
true,
it to show
I've
up.
Seen it.
It is people online in forums and stuff are like, okay, so there's a woman standing outside the auction house. If you go into the auction house and come back out right away and then go back in, she'll be walking in a direction. The NPC module that decides their behavior will be in position for the right magistrate to show up in the auction house if she walks up, right, and then left.
Oh, God.
If you're in the world of balance. And then if you're in the world of ruin, she walks in this direction. So it's like the most inane shit where people have like gone into the code of the game to figure out what random generator mechanics are there to and I still can't. Like, I've walked in and out of this auction house literally like 1,000 times.
He played this for like 4 hours yesterday while I was reading. And I'm
all
like,
he was doing was walking in and out of the auction house.
I'm like, did you figure this out? He's like, I've done it like 500 times.
and so today was the day I gave up on that, and I'm just going to move forward without it. It doesn't matter for the game. I'm not a completionist. I've gotten it before. I just kind of thought it would be nice to have, and now I'm done wasting my time on that. But
you should, a couple of days from now, just go back, and I bet it'll be there the first time.
Well, see, that's the thing, Tim. One of the dopest things about Final Fantasy VI is that halfway through the game, the good guys lose.
Hmm.
The evil, psychotic henchman clown guy that serves the emperor pushes these goddess statues out of balance, and the world is shattered. And basically, they call it the world of balance in the beginning, and then the second half of the game is the world of ruin
because the statues got moved,
and the continents fucking disappeared and sank into the ocean. And
those are load bearing statues. And
they are the source of all magic in the world.
Oh, fuck.
So the bad guys win and the apocalypse happens and they've taken over, and the good guys are, their airship crashes and they are dumped into the ocean, and the game starts up and you are one character that survived.
And you're just trying to get your stones. Like, I mean, like, you just want your stones, man. Like,
you're one character that survived and she's on a desert island and there's no way off. And so, like, how do you go back to having, like, you had this dope ass airship and all, you know, you had like 12 people in your party, you know, in your crew, four in your party. And so I'm at that precipice where mm-hmm. I know the next thing I do is what triggers the apocalypse. And mm-hmm. so that's why I'm not going to be able to go back in a couple days and get this thing, because the world's going to end.
You're Russian dolling it. Like, you know what's going to happen. You're living it over and over and trying to get the stones. Do the stones prevent the apocalypse?
No. They teach you spells that you can learn from other stones later in the game.
But you want these stones.
I want Zona Seeker. I want that one.
I want them.
Yeah. So I
want them precious.
Daddy, I want it.
But it's been super fun. I love this analog pocket. It fucking rules.
It looks like a little Game Boy. It looks like a
big Game Boy. I mean, it's more adult hand sized, but it's got a cartridge slot in the back where you can put in Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance games. And then they make an adapter for it so you can put in Game Gear games and like TurboGrafx and Neo Geo games and shit like that. They sell a dock for it so you can hook it up to a TV. And the dock works with 8-bit DOE wireless keyboard. Joysticks.
Oh, cool.
And so, or controllers. So you can have
all kinds of garage sale shit.
You can, right. Yeah, totally. Totally. But it's been, the screen is a super high quality, you know, beautiful OLED screen and all that jazz. And I put a slap to screen protector on there.
Okay, this is a sidebar. Are we supposed to say OLED and not OLED? Because now I feel like a fucking nerd because
I've heard it both ways.
I've said OLED all this time and everyone else is out here being cool and saying OLED.
It sounds like you're okay, Molly, according to Nick.
Mm. You're fine. Okay. Yeah.
I've never said it either way.
I said iOS versus iOS and I got shamed once at work. So.
iOS. I say iOS.
Why can't you say iOS? When the fuck did that happen?
Because sometimes I say iOS. Everyone says iOS.
Apple says iOS.
Okay.
Today at work, a client said SQL Server, and that's the way I've said it my entire life.
Isn't
and
that
I
SQL? Insist.
I hate that it's SQL, but yeah.
SQL.
I have adapted in the time in the. Recent year
you
or two.
Were everybody born else in the SQL server. I have adapted
to it. And I've been saying SQL. And this client said SQL server. And I was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We totally have someone that can help you with this SQL server thing, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, I've become the thing I hate.
That's me when I wear leggings as pants.
Oh, yeah. Just like that. Just like that.
It's just like
leggings. Nick, your boner's beautiful. And I'm sorry that you didn't win your rocks, but I think your boner subsides despite.
Yeah. Good luck with the desert island.
There's some other neat stuff with the pocket where other people have made whole Mario games out of like Super Mario World for Super Nintendo. Someone made their own Mario game from that called A Plumber for All Seasons, where there's like new monsters and the mechanics are basically the same, but it's like a whole original Mario game with the same kind of, you know, movement and physics and graphics as Mario World. And like someone made Super Luigi World and stuff like that. And people have taken the Game Boy versions of the Mario games that only came out on Game Boy, added color and better graphics to them, and now you run them on a Game Boy Color in mm-hmm. these environments. And it's super, it's been flawless, it's been super fucking fun, but Final Fantasy VI is what I'm really focusing on. Nice. It's a good time.
What's your boners pointed at?
Retro boner.
Our boners, they are signed, sealed, delivered to your Animal Crossing mailbox via airship.
That's right.
There we go. Dodo mail. I found them all together.
Yeah. Nice. That was well done.
Yeah, thanks. Fantastic. These
silent
are
silent applause.
Chocobo carrier chocobos.
There you go. They're basically like dodos. I mean,
yeah,
they're the cousins.
They're idiots.
Yeah. those are our boners. Tell us what you think of them. We want to hear rate our boners.
What's your boner like, honey? What are you into?
What are you excited about right now? What's got turning your nerd crank, as it were? Is there a game coming out soon that you're super excited about, or you know, an old show that you're watching or whatever? We love to hear it. Because you know, we might pay attention to a lot of nerd shit, but there's so much out there that we can't possibly
possibly
keep track of it all, and so we love hearing about new stuff, and we hope some of the stuff we talk about is new and fun to you. We'll be back next week with more geeky godless fun. If you want to throw us a few bucks on Patreon, they can be used to buy pills that make puppies sleep while we record. No, we don't. They don't do that. But we always appreciate your support, even if it's just sharing us with a friend or something. But otherwise, you know, we'll be back next Tuesday with more of this. I hope you like it. What's the title of the new Animal Crossing game?
The Animal Crossing of Dr. Moreau?
Battle Royale.
Oops, all penguins.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Driving down the road in the middle of America. This fucking podcast.